Weekly Signals, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Join me, Mike Casper, and Nathan Callahan for the best in reality-based radio. That's Weekly Signals. Check out the website at weeklysignals.com.
The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. To find out more about this talk show or other talk shows broadcasting on KUCI, log on to our website at kuci.org or check out the latest program guide.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine and KUCI.org on the web. Welcome to Privacy Piracy. I'm Lloyd. I'm the show's engineer, and your host is Mari Frank. Mari's a local attorney and certified information privacy professional. She's the author of several books, including Safeguard Your Identity, From Victim to Victor, and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Recovering from Identity Theft, coming out in May 2010. She's testified many times in Congress and the California legislature on privacy and identity theft issues. And you may have seen her on Dateline, 48 Hour, CNN, NBC, ABC, O'Reilly Factor, and many other shows, including her own 90-minute PBS television special, Protecting Yourself in the Information Age. To learn more about this radio show and our great guests, please visit kuci.org/privacypiracy. Hey, Mari, what's our show about today?
Well, our show is about taxpayers' privacy rights. And we know with the tax season upon us, everybody worries about who's going to see our financial information. We also worry about taxes, what's going to be disclosed, what maybe might be exposed in a security breach, all sorts of worries that we have about taxpayer privacy. So I happen to have been reading recently in the Daily Journal, and I saw an article by Robert W. Wood, and it was entitled, "Ruling is a Frightening Step Back for Taxpayer Privacy Rights." And I thought, oh my goodness, this is scary. And I don't know that much about tax law. And I thought it would be fabulous to invite him on our show. And we're so thrilled that he is going to join us today. Let me tell you a little bit about his fabulous background. Robert Wood is considered to be one of the leading tax lawyers in the United States. He has a nationwide tax practice based up in beautiful San Francisco. And the founder of Wood and Porter, he is the founder of Wood and Porter, which is his own law firm. It is a tax specialty law firm, and he handles tax controversies, tax planning, tax advantage business transactions, and much more. He's a frequent expert witness concerning tax matters in litigation. Although his tax expertise is wide-ranging, he is particularly well-known for advising on the tax aspects of litigation recoveries and for handling independent contractor versus employee controversies, which has been really a big issue in recent years. He is a published authority and active speaker on many aspects of the federal income tax law. And Robert Wood has contributed more than 30 books. He's written more than 30 books and many hundreds of published articles dealing with tax issues. And he contributes regularly to tax columns for Forbes magazine and other publications. And I had the opportunity to go online and look at many of these wonderful articles. So you might want to go and look at his website at woodporter.com, where you can see many of his articles and see all the great things that they do and use them if need be. So Robert, thank you so much for joining us from beautiful San Francisco.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, we are excited to talk to you because tax season is upon us, and you've been a tax lawyer for 30 years, and me with being a great interest and passion about privacy, I want to ask you, in your opinion, why should taxpayers be concerned about their privacy rights?
Well, we live in an age that is full of information, almost endless information and information exchanges. Everyone uses email and computers these days, and that's certainly true for most of their tax information and tax records. All sorts of communications from and to tax preparers are done electronically, and the government, too, is very connected. So I just think the need for vigilance is even more today than it used to be.
Yes, and I have to tell you a story that you'll probably love, but I know of someone who had been involved that came to me with a problem that her ex-spouse had was married to an IRS agent here in Orange County, and the ex-spouse's wife actually accessed the ex-spouse's tax return and, you know, to get information about what was going on with the ex-spouse and her financial information. And it just so happened that she also triggered an audit 3 years in a row against the ex-spouse. So in speaking with the accountant, we thought that was very weird because there was no change in any of those 3 years when she had to go for those audits. And wow. So when she got a letter for another audit from the IRS, she asked for a Freedom of Information Act request about why this audit, you know, all the information that was in there. And she wanted to know if there was an audit trail of who had accessed. And she let the IRS know the name of the ex-spouse's new wife and said that she thought that something was very fishy. And this is about the same time that, was it John Glenn who was asking for that, you know, information about, wasn't he the one who was the congressman?
Who, I think so.
Yeah, who had asked for a an investigation into these kinds of privacy abuses by IRS agents. And lo and behold, we had gotten some information. And then next thing we knew is that IRS agent was no longer working for the IRS. But those are privacy issues, too, that